This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
18 years ago, Vicki McPhail and her husband got married. As a couple who wanted to define their lives together by helping others, they planned on one day becoming foster parents to children in need. Fast forward more than a decade, and now the couple and their own two biological children are one of 30 foster families for the Kawartha Halliburton Children's Aid Society.
My husband and I have been foster parents for, it'll be 7 years this year. We do have our own two older biological kids who are now 12 and 15. So they were quite a bit younger when we first started. We were leaders of like a local youth group here in town. And occasionally we would have some teens that would come and hang out, and they were kids in care. So it started kind of the wheels turning about how we could get involved. And, you know, they were great kids with different family situations and different reasons why they came into care. But, you know, they just had different situations than some of the other kids that were in the youth group, right? And we just thought, okay, like maybe this is something we could do. I have cared for about 10 kids in various capacities over the past 7 years. So that ranges from 0 to age 4. Some kids come to us just for a few days, just to stay for just like a weekend. We've had some kids come for a couple months, and we've had some kids stay for longer. So it depends on their situation.
The Kawartha Halliburton Children's Aid Society is hoping to find more foster families willing to open their homes to care for children, and have launched a campaign to help encourage them to do so through information sessions throughout the region. Barb Ray is a resource worker who supports foster families and the children in care. She says the society is always trying to secure more foster families for children so they can stay close to home.
Currently, our existing foster care program has about 30 families. We're looking to add more families in all areas so that kids get to stay within their communities, close to their families, while they work on reuniting with their families, because our first plan is always to have children reunite with their families if it's safe and able to have that happen. And we have had some kids from Halliburton with no place to go in Halliburton, and they've had to go down into Southern Ontario for a place to stay. So we're trying to avoid that and looking for families in all areas. If kids need to come into care, we like them to be able to stay within their own communities, close to their families, close to their supports. If they're able to stay in their own school, they get to keep their friends, their sports, all of those things, which are really important for kids. And it can be very difficult for most kids. And so to have whatever is familiar to them is best around them as support.
Ray says the good news is that the number of children and youth coming into care has decreased. But the bad news is foster family numbers are dwindling. Many foster parents who've cared for children for 30 years are choosing to retire, while economic pressures and smaller families have also led to a shortage. She adds extended family members are approached prior to kids coming into care.
We've had a lot of people retire. We also are finding that families are changing. More families need to have dual income. Families aren't as big anymore. So people have one or two, sometimes three kids, but they can't envision adding more kids because that's not the way that society is these days. So there's many reasons why kids could come into care. But generally, when the children's aid is involved, it's issues of abuse or neglect and safety reasons, as you said. So if things are not safe for them to be with their family, then our first option would be to talk to their family to see if there's any other family members who can step in so they don't have to come into care. Because if you can't be with your parents, then being with extended family is the next best thing. There's always a bit of a safety element to it. There has to be.
Finding the right fit is a priority for the society, and they do all they can to match a child to the most appropriate foster family. That said, prospective foster parents need to embrace working in a collaborative manner with the CAS and the biological parents with the end goal to reunite children with their parents when safe to do so.
We do try to do cultural matching, diversity, you know, matching for different diverse reasons. It's not always possible because we don't have enough foster families. And it's the similar thing where if you need to keep them in their area, you might not be able to have a good match necessarily that way as well. What we're looking for in a foster parent is people who are willing to work together as a team, because it is a lot of teamwork. We work with biological families, so people who are open to involvement with biological families. I always like to say patience and compassion as well are really things that you really need to be if you want to be a foster parent. We do have a particular need for people who will keep siblings together. So we'll take more than one child for teenagers and youth, as well as kids with complex needs. We at times have lots of babies and at times we don't.
For Vicki and her husband, being foster parents has enriched their lives and the lives of their children, teaching compassion and grace for others in the midst of difficult times.
It's just a way to step in and just help other families in your community. I would hope that if I was ever in that situation, that my kids would end up somewhere where they could just be loved and just seen in like a no judgment, stable environment for however long they need to be there, right? And that's kind of what we've tried to provide, right? And just tried to love on the kids, but also the families that are involved too. I don't need to know all the details. I just need them to know that I'm just going to love their kids and help their kids and keep them safe for as long as I'm needed for. So
Ray says the most interest so far in the search to find foster parents has come from people in Haliburton County.
We service Fort La Laye, County of Haliburton and County of Peterborough. I've been pleasantly surprised by the number of people from Haliburton County who have been reaching out and getting more information and following through to start the process of becoming foster parents. So that's great to hear about that community. And it's, I think it also says a lot about the Haliburton community.
The Kawartha Haliburton Children's Aid Society is holding a number of information sessions at libraries throughout Haliburton. And two more virtual events are taking place on July 9th and 23rd. A new foster parent training session takes place in late September. For more information on becoming a foster parent, call 705-743-9751 or visit khcas.on.ca. County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.